The following program is part of the Inner Circle Podcasting Group. Go to innercirclecomics.com for more high-quality podcasts.
Hey, listen, nerds. It's time for another Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
Nerds, I'm happy to report that the rumors of Joe Patrick's death have been greatly exaggerated. Say hello, Joe Patrick.
I'm back, babies.
Woohoo! My name is Matt Baum. I'm one of the hosts of the Two-Headed Nerd comic book podcast. Across from me is your favorite podcast host on the internet, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Patrick.
Welcome back. I mean, thank you.
Welcome back, me. Today we are playing the Answer of the Week, where we take your answers to the question of the week, and we play them right here on the show. It's awesome because you guys do all the work, and that's how we like it. But here's how it starts. Every Sunday, Joe Patrick posts the question of the week on our forums. From there, you can go to the forums. You can answer to your heart's content as long as you would like to write, whatever you want, or you can call us at 402-819-4894, leave a message on our Google voicemail with your answer, or you can email us with an MP3 of your answer to the question. But before we can go any further, I need Joe Patrick to tell us what we were asking you nerds last week.
Man, I don't even know. I wasn't here.
It's true. Wooly Toots and I dug real deep for this one, too, and I was afraid it was too thought-provoking.
Whoa. It was something about, are we entering a new golden age?
It came from FTO Comic Review.
That's right. Demetrius, right? Yeah. Demetrius does that.
Oh, is that him?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't. He has two different Twitter peeps then.
Yeah, well, so do we, buddy.
Well, I suppose. Yeah. Regardless, flipping table over is what FTO stands for. And they said, do you think we are living in a new golden age of comics, primarily driven by television and movies being translated from them? It's a good question. There's a lot of good stuff out there right now. I know a guy who's got an opinion on this. His name is Anthony from Brooklyn. You know him. You love him.
I love him.
Everybody loves this guy. You kidding me? Take it away, Ant.
Ant?
Ant. Tony.
Hello, Joe and Matt. Hello, listen nerds. It's Anthony from Brooklyn. And are we entering a neo-golden age for comic books? I'm going to say no.
Wait a minute.
I don't think what's going on in Hollywood is translating into more books and more hands. I mean, I could be wrong about that. You guys see the sales numbers. I don't really look at them, but that's just how I feel. I'm not seeing a ton of comic books around. However, is this a neo-golden age for comic book characters? Hell yeah. Billions of dollars in ticket sales? I can't believe all the t-shirts I see. The toys. Oh, man, I wish I were a kid again. But, I mean, I'm not paying $14.99 for an action figure. That's not going to happen. But I just can't believe all the superheroes I'm seeing everywhere. And, I mean, look at Valiant, right? A nine-figure deal for their IP to make movies out of their characters? That's unheard of for a small comic book company like that. So, neo-golden age for comic books? No. Neo-golden age for IP? Yes. And bonus question, what age are we in right now? I was going to call it the celluloid age, but since movies aren't done on film anymore, I'm going to call this the digital age due to the popularity in digital comics and film and television are recorded digitally. So welcome to the digital age. Thank you very much.
I like that. I like the digital age.
Pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Yep.
Because without a doubt, digital comics, movies, TV has definitely changed everything we think about comics. Everything. It's all new and all different now. I mean, basically, you go to Image Comics to try and pitch a TV show anymore.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Skybound does for a living. They make TV show pitches, more or less.
That is true.
He says it's not a golden age for comics, but he thinks it's a golden age for the characters because of recognition. I think there's something to be said for that. Definitely. Hawkeye, for example. Or let's just say the Avengers, at the height of their power in the 90s, when they were selling books hand over fist, like crazy. You still couldn't walk up to someone in the street probably and say, hey, do you know who this character is? And show them a picture of Hawkeye. Or show them a picture, maybe even of Iron Man at the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I understand where Anthony's coming from, and I think that there is, no offense, a kind of flaw in the logic of the question, not in the logic of the question.
That's sort of status quo on this show, though.
No. Well, yeah. I mean more like we're not asking if it's a golden age because of everything getting made into movies. I think it's more you're intention was more like, are we entering a new golden age because comic books are at the forefront of popular culture?
Yes. Yeah. Well, and, you know, but at the same time, you know, it applies to, are comics better than they have ever been? Is that why they're getting made into movies now? Is it just Hollywood strip mining more ideas? That's a discussion there.
Thanks for your call, Anthony.
Always good to hear from you, brother. Good buddy of ours, Anthony from Brooklyn. But right now, we got to go to Mr. Randy Andrews. He was very close behind Anthony, I should say.
Well, you know what? Close doesn't cut it.
It's true. Horseshoes and hand grenades, right? So I've decided the Randy calls are going to be a contest to see which one of us can name what he's listening to first. We'll see who gets it first. Shout it out as soon as you get it. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews emailing in for the question of the week. This week, you asked, do we think we are living in a neo-golden age of comics? I would have to say definitely yes. Why, you ask? I'll tell you. I think with the way Image Comics is being the company that it is, and even Marvel being the company that it is, we are getting the stories we definitely deserve.
We want to preserve these
stories and hold on to them, building a bigger universe. The bonus question answer, we are in the Electrum Age.
Electrum.
If you don't know what that is, look it up. It's not quite gold, but it's getting there. Check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.net, and my music this week is from Star Trek Generations.
Nice.
Damn it, I knew it was Star Trek.
And that's all this week, guys.
Oh, you knew it was Star Trek because it said Robin Hood.
And see you in a week.
Yeah, that's close. Tarzan. Oh, Star Trek. That's what I meant.
I second guessed myself because I thought I heard themes that sounded similar to Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Okay. Electrum. It's not quite gold.
But it's getting there.
It's not quite gold. I like how Randy was like, not quite a golden age. Clever
no,
guy.
No, he said definitely yes.
Check out the big
and then he chose Electrum, which is not quite gold, but getting there.
Check out the big brain on Randy.
Hey, I didn't know what Electrum was.
Randy, it is always good to hear from you, buddy. Electrum. That's I like that. So far, we have the digital age and the Electrum age.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I love it.
I like it, too. Let's move on to the Orca. He says it's a little long this week, but it's worth it. I will be the judge of that, sir.
It's translated from his...
Yeah. Just a
his
deet,
thick manish brogue.
D-I-T-E. Just a deet long this week, boys, but worth it. The Orca gets all serious and...
You sound just like him.
This here's the Orca with my answer of the week. No time for tomfoolery or tales from Maine this week. I want to dig right into my answer. Now is not the neo-golden age of comics, because the new golden age ended about 6 years ago. Joseph, here's a little hint about golden ages. You never know you're in them until they're over.
Obviously.
To make my case, think of all the great titles and movies we had in the late 90s and the aughts. Planetary, Preacher, Why the Last Man, Scalped, the early Kirkman stuff, the early Ultimate stuff, Bendis on Daredevil and Avengers, even the movies. I was dragged into Batman Begins, and then later the first Iron Man, and I was blown away both times. I was genuinely surprised when I came out of those theaters, and they set the bar pretty high. But it all went sideways when Zack Snyder took a steamer on our holy grail. And with a few notable exceptions, it hasn't let up. Superman Returns, The Spirit, another rehashed Spidey flick. The bottom line is that things have gotten too big. Ain't just the nerds at the party now. It's guys like Ben Affleck in his bat undies and Ryan Reynolds going to an outer space rave and Ed Norton thinking that he can rewrite all over Stan and Jack. I don't think it can be considered the golden age with so many douchebags involved. There's your bonus answer right there. The douchebag age. Now we got like 18 movies coming down the pike with their fancy Hollywood budgets and formulas. Sure, every once in a while we get a good one. Chris Pratt in the Guardians movie, D'Onofrio's The Kingpin, and I'm surprised again. But those are really just the death rattle of a time when it still belonged to us nerds, and when the writers and directors cared more about the story than they did about getting a sequel. As for the books, well, come on. We've got 6 Star Wars titles a month, 8 Avengers books, and 5 Guardians books. We have 2 major events going on with at least 100 tie-ins apiece. Even Image is giving us 10 number ones per month. Like anything, when money gets involved, the party is over. Next week, I'll get back to my usual profanity with a nice story about my favorite watering hole, a place down east for fishermen called the Filthy Clam. But this one was important, and one I cared too much about not to expound upon. So thank you.
The orca has a rather dour look.
I love it.
Wow.
That was great.
That was really good, and there's something to be said for what he's saying, you know? I mean, like, is this
good? I'll say no more about it, because...
We'll get there.
I have my own feelings.
We'll get there. The orca, he's old. He's cranky. I get it. He's a mean old man.
You know what? I don't think it has anything to do with being cranky. Well, I totally see where he's coming from.
And I agree with a lot of what he said.
We'll discuss it probably a little bit more later.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Right now, it's time for D himself, Demetrius Murray.
How's it going, guys? D here again, answering your question of the week. It's my question this time. Yes. My answer for this question is going to be the Dark Ages. Because honestly, this is too much. I know I can probably say it's oversaturated with so much stuff. I don't think that's the case. I just think a lot of stuff right now is kind of lazy and not really thought out. It's more punching and explosions than actually good, compelling stories that we're used to having inside the comic books. I know I sound like a jackass or a jerk saying all of this, but...
Or a jerk ass.
I love the good comic book stories. And the stories from the movies and the TV shows are kind of pouring over into the comic books, and they're changing everything in the comic books. It's really making me angry. I'm trying to be cool, but every time I see a trailer, and this trailer is terrible, and I'm not going to watch this movie, everyone tells me that I'm a troll and that I'm a bad guy because we waited for this for so long. Yes, we waited for this for so long, but if something's bad and it looks bad, why do I have to wait to see it to say it's bad? I'm not going to see that movie Hot Pursuit for Reese Witherspoon because that movie looks freaking terrible. Well, yeah, that's my answer. The Dark Ages. Take it easy, guys.
Okay, I don't think you're a troll for saying something looks bad. I think you're a troll if you say something looks bad and I hope the director's kids die. You know, like that. Now you're a troll, you know?
Yeah. Another call, kind of dissatisfied with the current state of things.
He's worried about the oversaturation, too. There's too much. Too much going on.
I feel it, man. I feel it.
It's, and we'll get to where I stand, but I tend to agree. I think we're in a scary place right now. I think we're in a scary place where it could slip downhill real fast.
Hey, D. Thanks for your call.
Thank you for your call, brother. Nick Garcia.
And thanks for the question.
Black Scorpion the 3. Oh, yeah. And thank you for the question. FTO. That is Demetrius Murray.
There, yeah, it wasn't a mystery. If I had I been here, I'd have told you that.
Mystery for me. BS3.
Hello, nerds. Black Scorpion number 3 answering or trying to answer this week's question on whether or not we're in a new golden age. Now, Matt further expanded on asking us whether or not we think that there's a great thing about our new age, if it's a golden age for a good reason or not. And quite frankly, I don't think that our naming of ages is ever going to revisit a golden age. The modern age is always the modern age. That doesn't mean it goes on forever. I think that the Bronze Age ended with what I would call the bubble, and that was the emergence of image, holographic covers, and so forth. Then when the bubble burst, we had the Reformation, and that's when we had, I don't know, all the earlier Geoff Johns stuff and Busick's Avengers and Hush and whatnot, where people were refinding our old greatness. And now, I guess the way you frame the question, I think that you're calling it a golden age because there's a widespread appreciation of comics and media. And I think that you would suggest that maybe this is what we'd call a media age. There is widespread appreciation. I don't necessarily think that the best of our comics is being represented, though. I mean, Wade's Daredevil or the Netflix Daredevil. I like the Netflix Daredevil, but, you know, I like the Wade comics better. Or would I choose Barry Allen to be what's on a TV show? Probably not. Or the version of the Suicide Squad, is that what should make it the film? Probably not. But to answer your other question on whether comics are better, I think that our comics might be doing great things because certain people are solidifying their legacy. I mean, it's wonderful to really see people like Busick and Wade now acting for decades and solidifying some kind of authority as writers, but it's also great to see somebody like Brian K. Vaughan come into his own and make multiple universes and really test his craft. So I think that even though I'm going to call our current age the media age, to talk about the sort of movie phenomenon and TV phenomenon that's going on, we'll probably have yet another title for it when we think about just the comics themselves. All right, that's it. See you, nerds.
Black Scorpion the 3 with the media age. I like that, too.
I have enjoyed all of these calls.
These have all been really good. Very thoughtful as well. He had some pretty deep thoughts. And I agree. I like Daredevil. I really enjoyed it on Netflix. Do I like Mark Waid's Daredevil more? Absolutely. And maybe it's just because it feels like there's more history behind it and whatnot. But, and that's part of what we'll go into when you and I discuss things. But changes. I think that's been a theme that's run through every call so far, is like, look, a lot of this stuff is, yes, it's getting turned into TVs and movie and whatnot, but there's a lot of changes to it still. They're not doing it completely the way I would have liked to have seen or something like that. And there's something to be said for that. As far as the comics, more worrisome, I think, is, are the comics changing themselves to fit into a media better, be it a television or a movie? That's this real scary question. Is that going to change everything? And I don't know. Is it already happening? I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Yes.
Thank you very, very much for your call, Black Scorpion. Always good to hear from you. Pardon me, Black Scorpion, the 3. We don't want to confuse you with the 1 or the 2.
Those other jerks never call.
I don't think they're still living. I think they were struck down.
Oh, and see, he like supplanted them.
Yes. Whoa. Yes. Yeah. So he's like the new Black Scorpion.
Whoa.
Black Scorpion, the 3. Yeah, he may have had to kill number 2. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's like the Phantom.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Danny.
Hey, Danny.
I'm here to answer the question of the week. Okay, so I think we're in this age called the alternative age, because when I think of the word alternative, I think of something artistic, maybe imaginative, a bit different, and I think that's what's happening to all the styles of comics, and there's nothing wrong with it. I really like it. And I really feel that these independent comics are capturing these new styles. So with the growing amount of independent comics, kind of like Rye from Valiant, I read a sample of that, and that was pretty crazy. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. And it really covers it. Thanks. Bye.
I met Danny at Free Comic Book Day. He's a smart kid, man.
Danny's awesome.
Danny's a smart kid. I was not that smart his age. I would have called in and been like, eat it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Click.
Fart noise.
Danny says the alternative age because indie comics are getting so much pub. And it's true.
And because there's an enormous variety of styles, which is also true.
It's also true.
And absolutely nothing wrong with it. I love it.
Danny, thank you for your call. Very well thought out. And he's right. Indie comics probably have, and when we say indie, there is some discussion as to what independent actually is, but smaller comic companies definitely have a spotlight pointed on them right now, whether it's Image or Valiant or even Oni. A lot of them are getting a whole lot of attention paid to them that they've never had before. And it very well may or may not be the strip mining of them for ideas, but I don't think it's a bad thing. Our final call comes from Jason Sachs. He hit me up on the Twitter and said he was afraid he might sound a little caffeinated. And I said, it's okay. You live in Seattle, and I'm pretty sure coffee comes out of the tap there. Like, you just shower in coffee and stuff.
How can you even ask this question? We all saw the preview for the new Supergirl TV series. We all saw what the world is coming to, where comics are the thing in the world, the thing that people want to watch, read, see in movies, think about, dress up like, wear clothes for. We're it. We've become the thing. Comics are the thing. Not just, you know, comics themselves, which is, you know, better than they've ever been, really, because we have more interesting comics, more different types of comics, more web comics, more printed comics. Besides the fact that the industry is booming, and booming in the right way, not the wrong way like it was in the past, but we're everywhere, dude. We're everywhere. Avengers 2 is made $1 billion. There's 5 or 6 TV shows with superheroes in them. Comics are it. Yes. Are we in the golden age? Yes. Yes. Hell yes. Yes.
There you go.
He did sound pretty caffeinated.
He sounded caffeinated to me, but he had an opinion, and I like it. He's on the other side.
Well, gosh, now I'm wondering if Jason maybe convinced me, because I knew exactly where I was coming down on it.
I still know where I'm coming
down on it.
Until
this point.
Well, before we get to that, favorite call.
My favorite call is the orca.
The orca.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because he was not thrilled.
Right, right.
The douchebag age.
The one thing that the orca said that really resonated with me was how great comics were from the age that ended about 6 or 10 years ago. That started in, let's say, 96 through 2006.
Like the end of the great dark age of comics,
right.
Perhaps.
Where after Heroes were born, right? Yeah. Everyone kind of woke up from their fever dream and comics started to course correct. And you had great books that, even if they didn't last too long, companies were just like, "F it, let's give it a try."
Yeah.
Like Kazar by Mark Waid was the first thing that popped into my head.
Came there, yeah.
Thunderbolts.
Yes.
And then DC had it too. The Starman, Major Bummer, Hour Man by Tom Payer and Rags Morales.
Well, all their Wildstorm
Hitman,
stuff, too. Planetary.
Yeah,
Wildcats at the time.
Why the Last Man.
Moore was writing Wildcats.
Yeah,
that
well,
blows my mind.
Yeah. Fables. All of this great stuff that just pure imagination pouring out. You know, I was kind of on the fence, and then when we played the Orca's Call, I almost immediately just said, yeah, he's absolutely right.
Hmm.
He's absolutely right. Compared to that period of creativity, this is nothing.
Okay.
This is nothing. It's not to say that there aren't good...
Well, time out. We're going to get into ours.
Oh, okay. You're right.
We're going to say he's your favorite call.
The Orca is my favorite caller, but I will say this. Jason Sachs, his enthusiasm, it did spark something inside me,
okay.
So I don't know.
Okay. My favorite call goes to Anthony from Brooklyn, because I really liked how he put it together, but... My favorite age, I'm going with Randy. I really like the Electrum Age.
The Electrum Age.
That's cool. Because it sort of sums up that whole digital and media and all of that. It's all kind of there. Like things became electronic, you know, and neato and whatever. I think that's a cool name. So, Anthony wins for me. Randy, honorable mention for the Electrum Age. That was cool.
Electrum is a naturally occurring alloy of gold and silver with trace amounts of copper and other metals.
Oh, that's cool because it even pays homage to the other stuff.
It has also been produced artificially and is often known as green gold.
That's so meta. I love it.
Randy, also the only person to honor the traditional naming of the ages after gems and precious metals.
That's cool.
So,
Randy, I love it.
Sorry, all of you suckers that didn't do it.
Nicely done, Randy. Let's get into us. Joe Patrick, rant.
Oh, man, I've been all over the place with this question.
So first of all, you're going to say yes or no.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I honestly don't.
I demand an answer.
No, it's not a yes or no question.
No, but I mean, like, to start off, you know, like, I think it is. And
my first thought was, yeah, you bet. Some would say comics now are better than they've been in years. Comics are at the forefront, as Jason said, at the forefront of almost everyone's mind.
Oh, yeah.
They are the dominating force in popular culture.
Yeah, there's no longer a person on the planet that's going to walk around and go, really? They're still making comic books?
Well, it happens. It happens. But those people are clueless.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
10 years ago, there was a lot more of those people.
Right. I remember very vividly, I took a field trip freshman year of high school. We went to... I was in French because foreign language was required. And we took a field trip one day to come up to the French cafe because nothing says learning French like going to a fancy restaurant for no reason. But we had some time to walk around downtown Omaha. And I wandered up to Read All About It bookstore, which was downtown at the time.
This was a million years ago.
1990, whatever. And
back when dinosaurs walked the earth.
Well, 1992, it would have been 1992.
Okay.
And I wandered in and I bought off the rack at Read All About It, Spider-Man 2099, number one.
Nice.
Infinity War, number six.
Nice.
And maybe one other thing that I can't remember, but those were the biggies that I really wanted.
Housewives of Play.
Yeah. No, they didn't sell that at Read All About It. And I remember just actively hiding them. I did not want anyone to see that I had them.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want people to know that I bought them.
Oh, yeah.
I did everything I could to... hide the fact that I liked comic books because
I stopped reading comics when I went to college because I was just like, it's so uncool. It's so completely cool. I want to have sex with people. I can't do this.
Well, and this is 14-year-old Joe Patrick.
You notice I always say people. I never say men or
women.
Yeah,
I know. I go. We get it. You're a sexual chameleon. 14-year-old Joe Patrick was much more concerned about what people thought of him. 36-year-old Joe Patrick doesn't give two f**ks what you think of him.
Oh, yeah. I failed out of school just so I could read comics.
even if I did still care, I wouldn't hide my comic love because everyone loves comics. Whether they actually read comics or not, they love what comics produce.
And it's not weird anymore. It's not strange to see an adult sitting at a table on a college campus or at a restaurant or in the park reading a comic book. It's not weird.
Right. On the other hand, listening to the Orca, he talked about just that after the market collapse, when comics were kind of pulling back from the brink, and there was that period of just unabashed creativity. And yeah, there was still bad comics.
Sure.
But I mean, if you look at DC Comics in the late 90s, they were putting out books that would have never worked today.
I get that.
Never.
I get that.
Now, I think, though, the problem with modern comics is that modern comics are being produced, at least by the major companies, with an absolute eye towards Hollywood synergy.
Oh, without a doubt.
And they can deny it all they want, but the second they took Hawkeye out of the purple costume and put him in sunglasses.
Yeah, I think it doesn't even take an untrained eye to see that.
There's no hiding it.
My wife, I showed her a picture of Hawkeye, and she was like, that's what Hawkeye used to wear? There's no way they could do that in a movie.
Right. And I'm not saying there's necessarily anything wrong with it, or that they don't pull it off, or that I don't have fun reading books just because they're influenced by Hollywood. But to me, there's a cynicism to them now, to corporate comics for sure, where there's always in the back of my head that little niggling voice that says, somebody up the chain said you should do this, instead of letting the creators do what they want.
Okay.
At Image, though, and at indie publishers, you've got people going bonkers. You've got Gillen and McKelvey and Jason Aaron and Jason Latour.
Remender and
Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips doing what they always do. Kelly Sue DeConnick. You've got Rachel Rising doing its thing. And somehow Willie Toots mentioned it on the last show or the one before. How did that book even make it this far?
Oh, yeah.
You know that the readership for Rachel Rising has to be
small.
I'm saying it's four digits.
Or even a book like The Sixth Gun. I mean, it is a supernatural Western. Western comics have not sold for how long? No one cares about
plus
Western,
years.
At least.
Yeah.
And this, I mean, they just hit issue 55?
They're ending with number 50, so they're probably in the 40s somewhere.
Okay, like 45, I guess. I mean, that's incredible.
So on the indie side, you've got guys just pouring their hearts out. But then the side that the majority of the public loves, the reason people love comics so much, is all born out of marketing. And there's just something about it that makes me think that this isn't really a true golden age. Now, you think back to the original golden age, the one that we hold in such high regard. Of course, those books were made with an eye towards profit as well.
Of course.
And it was a different audience for a different time.
Let me ask you this real quick before you lose that thought. Is there another form of media, any form of media, that doesn't behave that way?
You're right, man. You're not wrong.
It can't.
And it's
part of success. Part of success is you have to play the game. And the game is there's going to be hardcore fans like you and I, and then there's going to be a legion of other people that may or may not decide to spend their money on it. And you have to go get those people. If you are constantly preaching to the choir, well, great. You're going to have a really good sounding choir, but you're not going to have anybody sitting there to listen to them.
Yeah, but which one is one necessarily better than the other?
Well, I just don't think there's an exception to that rule. Like, I can tell you as my experience as a musician. I mean, yeah, like, obviously I made choices. I'm not saying that I was offered all of it, man. I was going to be like Bieber big.
I walked away. You know,
I'm not saying like that, but I've chose to do something that is big. Not necessarily as commercially accepted as what I could have chosen. That's neither a statement of, you know, artistic.
Sure. You're not making any proclamations.
No, right? All I'm saying is like, I'm doing what I'm doing because I enjoy it. I can't really go further with this unless I go into mine.
Go ahead.
Okay. My counterpoint to that is, it's a good thing to have these problems. To have to play the game on a major scale is a good thing. One, because it means creators are getting paid, and creators have never gotten their share before.
Right.
Creators are getting paid. We see names of guys like Matt Fraction, Brian Michael Bendis, and I realize I'm naming all Marvel guys, but the Marvel movies have been very successful, and Marvel has worked very closely with the creators that do well at Marvel to work on their movies, and they get a paycheck for that, man. That is a good thing, because the more these guys make off of signing, you know, a deal for TV or residuals from a TV show or something, it enables them to do other things, more quality comics. And if they're not getting paid, if they're toiling in their office, whether they're drawing or inking or flatting or writing or whatever they're doing, and they have to have another job, they've got to wake up and go to the restaurant in the morning, or they've got to, you know, wake up and go, you know, build frame houses or whatever. They can't pour their whole heart into it. They're getting paid, and they're getting paid because this shit is popular right now. It's not going to be popular forever. And I'm saying, is it a new golden age? I don't know.
But that's corporate comics you're talking about.
I'm not just talking about corporate comics, though. Look at other things. Look at these smaller comics that are getting options and stuff like that.
How many Image comic creators that work on very popular books still have to have day jobs?
I don't know, truthfully.
A bunch.
Probably. But you've also got a guy like Robert Kirkman, who 10 years ago was nobody. He was nobody.
He's that guy that did Battle Bulb.
Right. And now he can turn to his buddies and go, "You're talented. I'm going to give you a shot. I want to put your book out." You can turn to the two guys who do Manifest Destiny, a book. Imagine pitching that at Marvel. Imagine showing up at Marvel and be like, "I want to do Lewis and Clark in a supernatural America." They're going to say, "You're insane. Go away." But Robert Kirkman looks at what they do and goes, "This is really good. I like what you've got here. I want to put your comic book out." Boom, they're being optioned for a TV series. I'm not saying that that is necessarily the mark of success, but the mark of success is being able to continue doing what you're doing and doing it well. And you've got to get paid to do that. And right now, because this stuff is in the forefront, because it's on television, it's on Netflix, it's in the movie theaters, these guys are getting paid and they're going to be able to make more quality stuff. Is there a lot of crap? Is there a lot of decisions that have to be made for Hollywood so that people will like the way Hawkeye dresses, or people will relate to Superman? Sure, of course. But we have to look past that. And I would argue right now, there is more quality on the stands at Dark Horse, Image, Marvel, even DC. I'm going to go that far. Oni, Boom, Alterna Comics. I mean, like, I'm running Rebellion. There's more quality out there on the stands right now that would not be there if they weren't getting picked up because people are curious because they saw cool shit. It's a bad format, if you think about it. Newspapers, magazines, the written word doesn't make money anymore. Comics are selling again. The numbers are going up. Despite any other logic, despite if you look at any other medium, the written word has gone into the toilet. Comic books are crawling out of the sewer and doing pretty well. I mean, if that's not testimony, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I mean, it's complicated. It's a complicated question.
Very complicated.
And I don't know that I have an, I don't know that it's a yes or no question.
I don't either. I don't know there's a right or wrong answer to it.
And I think Anthony, it may have been Black Scorpion or Anthony, I'm not sure who, they made a very good point. You don't know you're in a golden age until it's over.
Sure. Absolutely.
And at a certain point, there will be a sea change and comics will be completely different and we'll be able to look at what came before and go, man, we had it pretty good.
Yeah, like, oh man, that was it. Like the fact that the Avengers has made $1 billion makes a book like Teen Dog exist. Seriously, it does. A book like Teen Dog does not survive in the 90s. It just doesn't, because everybody's paying money for different stuff. Now that we've realized there's all this wacky shit out there in comics.
If I had had Teen Dog in the 90s, I would have been a way happier person.
I'd probably be a better person, too. We could go on like this for the next 2.5 hours. We got
to
stop.
Can I confess something to you?
Absolutely.
When I read your question in the script when I was preparing the show notes for the last episode, I thought this question was bullshit.
Hey, when I listened to it while I was editing it, I was like, no one is going to call and answer.
But
this.
It was actually really thought provoking.
Yeah. I mean, and that was the thing that's hard to get. I wanted to get to this weird place. This is where I wanted to be, where we're in the middle of it. And it's hard when you're in the middle of it to look and say, things are pretty kick ass. And half of you will say, things are kick ass. And the other half will be like, things suck. Because, I mean, that's just how everything always.
The reality is, things are kick ass, but ...
Exactly.
And that's how it is. For probably every age in history.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about comics, movies, television, music, novel writing. It does not matter.
The bottom line is, if comics are thriving, if creativity is flourishing, and more people, whether that translates into book sales or not.
Right.
If more people are thinking, learning, reading, and talking about these characters and these stories, then it's more good than bad.
Yes. And that's where I'm at. It's more good than bad. Is it a golden age? We'll see later on.
There you go.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. I missed you guys.
We got him back, folks.
You will not believe the couple of weeks that I had. It was terrible.
He tried to slip away, but I wouldn't let him. It was great. Thanks a lot for your question, Demetrius. It was a good time. We actually got super deep there for a while. That was fun. This new question, a little easier.
Hold on, I gotta find it.
A little more fun. I can do that one too if you want.
Okay, I don't have it. Go ahead.
This week's question, a little more direct. DC hit us with a blitz of trailers. Well, a blitz in the form of two huge trailers. Supergirl and Legends of Tomorrow. We want to know what you guys thought. Hit us with it. We're going to get into it. We're going to dig deep into it. I'm going to know every little thing. Stare at them. Pause them. Frame by frame. Let's go.
You have until Friday, this week, Friday, is the 22nd.
Yes.
5 p.m. That deadline is not just for talk. We are recording on Friday. Shout out to Mike from Oregon. First time caller. Called in an answer to the question of the week where we recorded live on Free Comic Book Day. Mike, I'm sorry. You missed the deadline.
But I will put a link to your answer in the forum. So
yeah, we have it, and we're going to put it up so people can hear it.
So you can find Mike.
I think he even sent an MP3.
At the THN forums. His MP3 will be up there. Thank you so much for all your calls, guys. And girls who didn't call. Come on, ladies. I want to hear from you. I know you're out there.
Maybe they don't respond well to this sort of badgering.
Oh, please. Women love being badgered. Why do you think my wife married me? Come on.
I don't think it's because you're badgered her.
We'll be back this weekend with another episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast. Right now, I gotta go fight some more pigs, folks. Somebody's gotta do it. For now, this is the Two-Headed Nerd.
He's not kidding about that.
Signing off.
Alec Baldwin here to tell you the only reason I haven't shot myself to get out of this contract is because of my views on gun control. If you'd like to answer the question of the week, you can leave Joe and Matt a message at 402-819-4894. Send your MP3 answer to twoheadednerd@gmail.com. Or leave a Skype message for the username twoheadednerd. Share the air and keep your answer under 2 minutes, please. I dare you to ask me to do this again next week. I dare you.